Hi, you are listening to Creatrix Culture. I am your host, Sarah Wolf, and I just want to say happy Valentine's Day. Every year since I started the show, but I believe one, Kimberly McConnell and I have come on here to talk about self-love. Being that if you listen to the past episode, everything has been kind of chaotic. I didn't have a chance to bring her in before Valentine's Day so we could do our fourth installment of self-love. So I wanted to just talk with you all about what has came up for me now over these years of us diving into this subject. So I believe the first year we really hit home on that it was titled Self-Love, It's Not What You Think. And we talked about the layers of self-love where you do things for yourself to set yourself up for the future, or things that are not so desirable, but in the end, they're better for you. The second year, not really remembering exactly what we discovered in self-love in that year. I believe we were just kind of like going in all different directions. And then last year, we really talked about not abandoning yourself and how that is such a form of self-love. So, all of those layers are still so incredibly true. And there's so much more to it. The discovering of self and the coming back home to self. And the peeling the layers of self and the healing all of these programs and these belief systems and these inherited programs, belief systems, traumas is another form of self-love. And also having boundaries is a form of self-love. Standing up for yourself is a form of self-love. There's so many ways that we can give love to ourselves, even by taking ourselves on dates, doing things that we love, doing things that we haven't done in a really long time, nurturing that inner child, that teenage child self. And for me, another layer of self-love that really, when I started thinking about this topic about a week ago, really came in was another really big form of self-love is allowing yourself to go into the depths of the darkness of the shadows. And it's so true, and so many teachers and old teachers have expressed this, and through my journey, I can definitely attest that this is such an important part of the journey is the only way out is in. The only way out is through. So anytime that we're avoiding the pain, we're avoiding the trauma, we're avoiding the shadow, we're not really healing. And we think that this mountain that we're trying to cross, it just looks like it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And when we come in and allow ourselves to go so deep in that pain and so deep in that trauma and so deep in the thick mud of it, and we allow ourselves to just dive into parts that can be so incredibly painful, but what is on the other side is liberation, is happiness, is contentment, is self-love. So, in some respect, doing that work and allowing yourself to do that work in what whatever form or fashion that looks like for you, there's many different avenues of therapies and healings and plant medicine journeys and ceremonies and just sitting alone in the dark that you can meet these spaces and places within yourself and allow yourself to go in deep. one tool that you have is when a trigger gets brought up or a pain gets brought up, instead of drinking it away, fucking it away, sleeping it away, numbing it away, is to, even if you have to call out of work, call out of work, give yourself that moment and lean into it. And if you need assistance, there's people all over the planet that are ready and available to assist people through these dark moments, through these shadow moments, through these ego deaths. And when you lean into it deeper and you give yourself that room to lean into it deeper, you will come out to the other side. One of the big things that I really look at in nature that has been such a teacher is that every storm passes, right? And no matter how wicked the storm can get in the height of it, right? It passes. And whatever that storm is, it's if it's a hurricane, a tornado, just some just really gnarly like rainstorm, thunderstorm, right? And you have to hunker down. You have to kind of like just like close in and pull in your energy and just kind of like sit there and wait for all of it to shake up and that energy to come through and come to the surface. And then all of a sudden it breaks, right? It moves on. And then everything gets calm again. And then the birds start chirping. And then the sun comes out, right? The only way you couldn't run away from that storm, the only way you could deal with the storm was to go through it, but it's going to pass. Even if you look at like in history of war, right? And it's like, wow, there was a war going on for like 10 years, right? Whatever the war was. But it did end. So the war within yourself can end as long as you allow yourself to go in the depths of it. And one of my most memorable, and I would say one of the nights that was like one of my biggest ego deaths, dark night of the soul. I was living by myself. Actually, I wasn't living by myself. I did have a roommate during that time, but I was by myself, is what I meant to say, in my room. And I, post-divorce, and I was just in it. I was in it. I was in it really scarily in it. And that evening, I didn't know if I was going to make it out to the other side. And I just remember I'm holding my head and I'm holding my brain together because I just felt like if that, I didn't even just do this motion, I was going to lose my mind. And through so much of the work that I've done and so much that I've faced and continue to face, I know I've talked about this before. The duration of dealing with things that are hard gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And there's more liberation and there's more happiness and more liberation and more happiness. And then a problem comes up and it's like, ooh, that's sticky. And then we move through it instead of it taking us down and being drawn out. Especially in the last episode, I talked about everything around me, all this drama happening, right? And in the past, I would have really spiraled out of control. And instead, this time, I had moments where it really sucked. And then I was able to like navigate the storm and navigate the waters while there was a little storm and waters so much easier because of the tools, because of the ease, because I let all this other baggage go. So I was lighter and more buoyant. Right, to move through and navigate. So, a declaration to self-love, and the biggest gift you can give yourself is to go through, push through, go to those depths, find that darkness, go in that darkness, clear out that darkness, shed light in that darkness, and let those things go and lighten your load. And naturally, everything then just continues to fall into place. Boundaries start to fall into place. Wanting to nourish yourself and nurture yourself and feed your vessel with proper foods and nutrition and everything so that it starts working at its optimal performance, and you start paying attention to what you're feeding into your mind and who you're hanging around and the activities that you're participating in. And all these things that are on this lower, denser vibration start falling away naturally. You don't even have to blink. You don't even have to second thought it. It just starts bringing you into calmer waters, and then you crave calmer waters. And the minute that disruption comes in, let's say a group of people come in with some drama, and it's like that unsettling energy that's no longer in your field and it's no longer in your experience because you've healed all of that. So you won't be attaching onto it and spiraling into that drama or whatever is being played out. It's like two poles of a magnet. They're just going to repel each other, and it's not going to be anything you're going to want to engage in. And that all comes from allowing yourself to heal. That all comes from allowing yourself to keep exploring and keep uncovering and keep doing the dirty work to get to clean waters. As I've been getting to cleaner waters, it's interesting because I talked about this in the last episode, and I talked about my apartment having this flood and just witnessing the many times that I asked for my environment to be fixed and to be properly taken care of, and I was just brushed off by the management company who does the maintenance. And because I've done this healing, I've found that I've just taken a lot more pride in the space that I'm living in the space that I'm living in me, in the space that I'm living in, exterior, right? And what is on the outside is a representation of what is on the inside. So if I'm not feeling that my outside is representing me, then I'm not loving myself and raising my standards, right? That's a form of self-love. Raising your standards in all area, in your workplace, in your friends, in your relationships, being friend relationships and romantic relationships, right? And when I was not in a healed spot, I had many toxic things around me, toxic work environments, toxic romantic relationships. I was being toxic by drinking and smoking and, doing who knows what. I've always ate pretty healthy, so I've always had that. But
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
One of the biggest things in this life, if you really want to rebel, if you really want to rebel, is to raise your vibration, is to bring the light in, is to shine brighter, is to be healthy, like so squeaky healthy. That's the rebellion. That's the rebellion against all of it. So much around us is set up for us to stay in the darkness, to stay in our lower selves. And it's right there. It's right on the street corner, the food you eat, right? It's right in what you're consuming on your television, what you're turning on your radio, what words are being planted in your head, what conversations you're having. How are you having those conversations with yourself and others, right? That's not rebelling. Negativity is not rebelling. Negativity is feeding the lower vibration. Positivity, brightness, love, shining your truest, biggest, baddest self is the rebellion. If only you could have told my 16-year-old self that. We would have saved a lot of time and energy. That's also a form of self-love, is raising your vibration, expanding, growth, learning, discovering, developing. How can you challenge yourself to do new things or old things that are new again? My acting manager started sending me out on dance auditions. I talked about this, I believe, in the last episode as well, how acting came back around in my life. And apparently now so has dance. I haven't danced in 20 years. And though I trained so hard for almost 20 years, I realize that it's such a passion, and the memory in my body, how quickly my body just like picks it back up and is able to jump right back in. And I might not be as flexible as I once was, and that's easily fixed. And I might not be strong in certain areas and some muscles that we don't use every day, because in dance, you use muscles you don't even actually know you have. And when you're training all the time, you're building these places, right? You're building these muscles. And so those kind of start to atrophy or just weaken. But when we retrain, those are easily retrained as well. So it's been this really beautiful challenge to myself to come back to places in myself that I really, truly, thoroughly enjoyed and loved, and that was a big part of my life for a really long time. I danced competitively all through school. And when my manager first sent the first dance audition, I spun out and I was like, I can't do this. I'm not a dancer anymore. And then when I was given the choreography and I started doing it, I was like, wow, this is still really much a part of me. And it's also awakening old dormant parts of my brain. And it's feeding an old part of myself that wants to come back in. And that child self and that play and that movement and that expression and moving that energy through dance. What's really interesting and cool is that when I was dancing competitively, every now and then I'd be on stage in the middle of a number and I would be like, completely, I would get lost in what I was doing. And then the whole group would be over here doing this, and I'm on the other side of the stage, like, what happened, or why is she over there? And I was like, oh shit, everyone's over here. I gotta be over there doing that in that circle. And how did I end up over here? And I'd have to make something up and like do a dance across stage to get myself back to where I needed to go. And what I found through learning shamanism is that what I was actually doing and what was actually happening was through the dance, I was trancing out. So I was in a complete connection with my higher self in a higher dimension. And then I would come back to the stage because I'd be so in it that I'm like, oh, wait, I've come back to this dimension. And I'm like, I'm not doing the right thing. And I would have to put myself back. So I was doing shamanic work before I knew I was doing shamanic work on so many different levels, but that's another level, which is really beautiful. So to bring that in and bring that back in is really a form of self-love and challenging myself and not allowing the fear to take over and just be like, I don't do this anymore. Shut it down. It's, I haven't done this in a really long time, and I haven't done this in a really long time. How can I be better again? I haven't done this in a really long time. Hey, let's see what I'm made of now. And I'm actually, there's a part of me in acting, in dancing. I was joking with one of my girlfriends the other day. I'm like, I'm actually picking up choreography a lot faster, and I'm remembering my lines a lot faster. And then I was like, well, I probably couldn't really remember things before. Or pick them up quickly because I was drunk a lot and I was drinking a lot. So I wasn't in, and I had a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of hormones going on. Like I was just like monkey mind all over the place when I was younger. So of course I'm not going to retain everything. And now that I've done a lot of the healing and I'm grounding more and more and more in this dimension and in this vessel, I've gotten rid of so much baggage. I got cut off, but what I believe I was saying is that there's just more space for more information to come in. There's more space to challenge myself. There's more space to fail and to get up and to do it again because it's not that big of a deal anymore. And it's bringing me back to life. It's bringing a vibrance in my life. It's bringing back expression and creativity and all these things that kind of got lost along the way because of all the crud. So, on that note, another year of self-love. It's still not what we think. And I'm sure it's going to evolve even more until next year. So I wanted to leave you with these nuggets, these thoughts, these ponderings, these insights that I've gotten through the last year. And that know that just self-love comes in many forms, and you can give love from yourself to yourself in many different ways. Have a happy Valentine's Day. I love you all. Thanks for watching and listening till we talk again soon.